Okay. Happy Sabbath, everyone.
Happy Sabbath.
Ah, well. Everybody looks like they had a good week. All these smiling faces. Okay, Joy. Let her get situated. All right. Today, we are going to talk about someone. Do y'all want to talk about somebody interesting today? Okay, who can you guess who we want to talk about? There we go. Okay, we are going to talk about your parents. Whoa. Don't worry, parents. I'm not going to do any parent bashing or tell any private things at home. We're not going to do about that. But we are going to talk about our parents. What do you like about your parents? We're going to talk about good things. What do you like about your parents? Huh? Oh, come on. You shouldn't even have to guess on this. Come on.
I like about my parents because our mom help us all the time.
All the time, right? What else? Who else wants to say something positive about their parents? Nothing negative.
Because my mom, what he said, because my mom helps me a lot.
Very good, kid. Okay. Anybody else? Nothing interesting about your parents, Divi?
That they're sweet.
They're sweet.
My mom makes dinner every day for me.
Oh, and she's a good cook, isn't she?
Yeah, they always give us toys.
Oh, that's what's important. Yeah?
That my mom sticks with us whenever we're, like, down in the deep.
That's right. Mom's always there, isn't she? Our parents are always there for us. You know, they're always looking out for our needs, aren't they? You know, there's a specific scripture in the Ten Commandments that speaks especially to you as children. Can you guess what that is? Which one of our Ten Commandments?
That... obey, honor your father and mother.
All right. Amen. That's right. Honor your father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God, your God, is given thee, meaning you. So there's two parts to this. There's two parts to this scripture. Honor your father and mother. Now, how do we honor our father and mother, do you know?
Huh? Whenever they tell us to do the chores, do it immediately.
Exactly. Now, do we like doing our chores sometimes when they tell us to do that? Huh, Valerie?
No.
Not necessarily, do we? Yeah. What are some chores that maybe they like to make us do that we don't like to do?
The dishes.
Dishes, yeah, that's not fun, is it? Seems like the dishes are never, ever finished being, they're never complete, are they? It's like, I got this mess cleaned up, and here we go again. There's another sink full. William?
I love when I clean my toys up.
You do?
With your what? Mom.
With your mom? Yes, you're always good at helping mom. Anybody else? Okay. Honoring our mother and father is more than just doing what they tell us to do. It's also the mindset of our attitude. Do you know what that is? What an attitude is? What is an attitude? What is an attitude?
Talking back like, no.
Uh-huh. Is that a good or a bad attitude?
Bad.
Bad attitude. So is that honoring your mother and father?
No.
No, it's not. No, it's not. So honoring our parents is not just about being obedient. It's also having a good attitude about it. Is that correct? Yeah. You know, there's a second part to this verse that says that the land which the Lord God gives, that your days may be long in the land which the Lord. What does that mean? Do you know that your days may be long? Do you know what that means? If you live this day and then you live another day, and then you live another day, you live a lot of long days, does that mean you might grow to be a good ripe old age? Yeah. It means that God will bless you with a long life if we honor our parents. So there's a blessing in this, isn't it? Not just the blessing of honoring our parents and the blessing that God gives us, but he also makes this promise. And it's a promise not just here. It's a promise of long days in heaven as well. Who would like to live in heaven for a long, long, long time? Yay, everybody would, right? So I want to show you a few pictures, and we're going to see. I want you to tell me, and I want you to say it out loud, if this is honoring or dishonoring our parents. Okay? Any idea what this is? Dishonor. Dishonor. What are they doing?
Dishonor. They're covering their ears.
Yeah. Parents are trying to talk and give good correction. And of course, little girl's not listening, is she? No. So we need to differentiate. What is this? Is this honoring or dishonoring? Dishonoring. Dishonoring? What is she doing?
She's like, talk to the hand.
Because the ears aren't listening. Honoring or dishonoring?
Dishonoring.
Dishonoring. Yelling. This little girl is literally yelling back at her mother. How do you think God feels about this? Not happy, huh? What, William?
Sad.
Sad. This is very saddening, isn't it? Very saddening. Now, is this honoring or dishonoring? What's happening in this picture? They're getting along. They brought their grandmother. Mother and the baby has brought grandmother some flowers. So that's honoring. These are wonderful ways to honor our parents and our grandparents. Okay. Now, is this... I'm going to skip that one. Is this honoring or dishonoring? Spending time and listening to the Father, right? Yeah, this is honoring. This is honoring. Okay. What about honoring or dishonoring?
Dishonoring.
Oh, upside down. Dishonor. Everybody tilted their head. I like that.
It's the same as the little girl covering his ears,
yeah.
Though.
Not listening. Is it important that we listen? You notice I did two pictures like this. Is it important we listen to our parents?
Yeah.
Is it? Why? Why is it so important that we listen to our parents?
So we can change and do the right thing.
Yeah. Do you think your parents know what's best for you?
Yes.
Yes, they do. There's a reason why they tell you these things. It's not because they just want to boss you around. You know, I told my mother one day, I was doing the dishes in the kitchen, and I said, Mama, yes, I said Mama, I'm country. I said, the only reason why you had me was just so I could do the dishes. And she said, yep. True story. Okay, now, is this honoring or dishonoring?
Honoring.
Honoring. What are they doing? What's this little boy doing? Huh?
Cleaning the bathroom.
No, no.
Doing the laundry,
yeah, yeah. Kind of looks like maybe a toilet there, doesn't it? Okay. All right. Honoring or dishonoring?
Honoring.
Honoring.
She's helping her mom grow the plants.
All right, she sure is.
She's gardening
her mom. We're gardening with her mom, yes. Now, this is an older father in this picture and an older son. But is this honoring or dishonoring?
Honoring.
Honoring. Absolutely. Is it important that we honor our parents even after we're grown? Yeah. Just because you're grown up doesn't mean you're finished, right? Honoring your parents. How long are we supposed to honor our parents?
Forever,
as long as they're alive, right? Exactly. Until they pass away or until we pass away. Heaven forbid we die early. But still, we always want to honor our parents, even into older adulthood. Honoring or dishonoring?
Honoring,
yes. Feeding her elderly mom. Right. She's feeding her, taking care of her. Now, I brought a lot of pictures. I'm not going to show all of these, but it's important to know that we honor our parents in everything we do, in all things we do. Always have the mindset of honoring our parents, even way into our old age. We honor. What if our parents died and we did something we knew our parents taught us not to do? Would that be honoring, if even if they're not alive? Do we still honor and dishonor? Do we still honor our parents? Absolutely. Yes, we do.
When our parents die, we follow God.
So smart. You are so smart. We still honor our Father in heaven, don't we? Because He told us to honor our earthly parents. So we still honor Jesus, don't we? Yes, that is so cool. That is so good. All right. I am so proud of you guys. You did a good job. Who would like to close in prayer? Valerie?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, and please bless the Sabbath, and please bless all of us, and please help us to be good and always follow your way. In Jesus' name, amen.